Good morning. We're continuing Chayodom al Klal Sama Zayin, and we're learning Semin Yadalad. So just to recap what we have at this point, so the Chayodom is going to differentiate between a mitzvah which is averis and a mitzvah shein averis. So in a case where the mitzvah is not averis, the Chayodom will talk about it at the end of the Semin. In that situation, Kibud HaBa'eim, so we have two mitzvahs in front of you. Kibud HaBa'eim is the more chashuv mitzvah. You should do Kibud HaBa'eim and then do the other mitzvah. The concern is a scenario where the mitzvah is averis. If you don't do it now, you might lose the mitzvah. So then it's not a question of you're doing both and which one should you do first. The question is whether you should do A or B. The case where it's A no averis, so you're going to do A and B. The question is which one to do first. But here, in a case where it's a mitzvah of Eris, it's going to be either Kibud HaBa'eim or this other mitzvah. You're going to do one or the other. So which one should you do? So then that the Chayyadim said, even though Kibud HaBa'eim is more important than other mitzvahs, if you already started the other mitzvah, you continue to do so. If, however, you have not started, you would do Kibud HaBa'eim instead and then lose that other mitzvah. So you have a choice between A, the other mitzvah, and B, Kibud HaBa'eim. If you started A already, you continue A and you do not do B, the Kibud HaBa'eim. If you have started neither, then you do Kibud HaBa'eim and not the other mitzvah. However, he adds one more point. And he adds another variable is this something which can be done without him? So we're saying A is other mitzvah and B is Kibud HaBa'eim. Can A be done without this individual's input? So this is all assuming the case where that A can be done without his input. The question was whether he's going to get the mitzvah or somebody else will get the mitzvah. He will do the kavuras ameis or somebody else will do kavuras ameis. Meanwhile, his parent is asking him to do some type of kavod, give the parent a drink, bring them something of that sort. So we have a conflict between these two mitzvahs. So we differentiate between whether it's a mitzvah eris or not a mitzvah eris, and whether you started or not. In a scenario where the A will be lost, the mitzvah will not be fulfilled at all by the choice of doing B. There'll be other opportunities for keeping of A, but this mitzvah will be lost, the Chayyarim says, if you don't do it. So the Chayyarim is going to discuss that. He's going to say that we give priority to the mitzvah which is going to be lost. It will not be done unless this individual gives his input. So the three variables that we're looking at is whether it's a mitzvah of eris or not a mitzvah of eris, whether it can be done otherwise without this person's input, and whether he has started to do the other mitzvah or not. So that was what we discussed until now. Let's see the rest inside. If in a scenario where the mitzvah is averis, number one, it can be done by somebody else, two, and you have not started, then you do Kibud HaBa'eim instead. It's a mitzvah averis. So it's met that criteria of being a mitzvah averis. And there's nobody else who can do it. If this person doesn't do it, it won't be done. So then, yasik b'mitzvah b'yinech kvoidim. So you should make sure the mitzvah is done, even though that will be to the loss of the mitzvah Kibud HaBa'eim. The importance of making sure this other mitzvah is done takes precedence. The Kibud HaBa'eim, there will be other opportunities. This mitzvah should be done, and we will leave Kibud HaBa'eim. It sounds like from the Chayyarim, even if he has already actually started the Kibud HaBa'eim, he would actually interrupt the Kibud HaBa'eim and go to the other mitzvah. So that's a scenario where that it's averis, but there's nobody to it. Nobody else who can do it. Now, what about a case where it's not a mitzvah averis at all? It's not a mitzvah which is averis. It can be actually done later. So now that's a whole new ball game because it's not a question of A or B. It's a question of A and B. The question is, what's the order? Is it A and then B, or B and then A? So in that situation, Yasek b'chvoidom v'harkach yaseh ha-mitzvah. So in that situation, since both mitzvahs are going to be done, it's not the only question is which one takes precedence, which one should go first. So in regards to first and second, keep it up aim, because the mitzvah shivas will go first, and then the other mitzvah will be done subsequently. And have a good day.